Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Communities live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippy Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights. This is
Community Minutes Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art.
It's friendly, there's lots to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
I would like to leave this city. This old town don't smell too pretty, and I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. And when I leave this island, I book myself into a soul asylum. 'Cause I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. So here I go, still scratching around in the same old hole. My body feels young, but my mind is very old. So what do you say? You can't give me the dreams that are mine anyway. Half the world away, half the world away, half the world away. I've been lost, I've been found, but I don't feel bound. And when I leave this planet, you know I'd stay, but I just can't stand it. And I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. And if I could leave this spirit, I'd find me a goal and I'll live in it. And I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. Here I go, I'm still scratching around in the same old hole. My body feels young, but my mind is very old. So what do you say? You can't give me the dreams that are mine anyway. Half the world away, half the world away. I've been lost, I've been found, but I don't feel down. No, I don't feel down. No, I don't feel down.
Hello and welcome to Communities Live on this very hot Thursday afternoon. I can't describe how hot it is here in the studio. Kicking off the show with some Oasis and some Black Sabbath, of course. Big headliners just last weekend with Oasis kicking off their tour in Cardiff, two very successful nights, and we bid farewell to Black Sabbath as they played their farewell gig at Villa Park in Birmingham alongside some other amazing metal bands such as Metallica, and we had other special guests as well. Oliver Dixon here, but I'm joined by two other people in the studio.
Chris and Ali and...
Aman Amin. Hello, guys.
It's good to see you both again.
Yeah, it's good to see you here. I mean, I wish it was a bit cooler in the studio.
It's squeltering.
Absolutely roasting.
It is boiling. It is boiling.
And I mean, we're just waiting to see if his aircon is working, but at the moment it's not working at the moment.
I hope it starts soon. I mean, melting as we speak.
So, I mean, I'm already cooking here. I mean, I feel like we just walked into an oven, how hot it is.
Outside's not much better either.
But you know what? We're going to moan about it being too hot, but in a couple of months' time, we're going to be mourning that it's going to be too cold, so we can't win either way, can we?
I think the aircon might be working now. I can just about hear it.
Yeah, I can just about hear it. But, you know, it's funny, the weather, isn't it, at times? I mean, to say that we moan about it when it's too hot, and then we moan when it's too cold. So
British weather for you in a nutshell.
Yeah. You know, we can't win either way. I mean, and it's going to get even hotter. It's going to get even hotter by the weekend, apparently. It's going to be nearly
up to 30 degrees. Prepare yourselves, I think.
Yeah. So, have you two got any plans for the weekend?
I'll probably go out somewhere with it being nice weather. I do like going out when it is nice weather, believe it or not. Just plenty of sun cream and plenty of water for me, I think.
I think of plenty of ice baths for me, I'll tell you that. Trying to keep myself
cool. Cold showers and everything.
Cold showers, yeah. What about you, Omar? What are your plans?
I think for me, it's watching the boxing because there are a plethora of cards on this weekend. And last week, we talked about Superman, but I made the decision to go watch Superman and Fantastic Four together. So
you're going to wait a couple of weeks?
I'm going to wait a couple of weeks.
I know a few people who's doing that, actually. They're like, oh, we're watching the same day to see, like, compare which ones are better and to see which ones are better and if James Gunn can live up to his potential still and his namesake.
You know, I think, honestly, I mean, I'm still a little bit sore about this because I thought Henry Cavill did a fantastic job as Superman. That's my opinion. I mean, I don't know what your opinion is. I'd like to hear it later. But no, I think he was unfortunately let down because it's like we've been waiting for a sequel for him for ages, and it's like we've never got that sequel. It was like Batman versus Superman, which was like five films in one, because you got they've kind of rushed the film to make into a Justice League, if you get what I mean. It wasn't like what they should have done. Basically, was like do what Marvel did, was give each main character, like Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, a film each. And we should have done it with, like, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg. And they didn't do that. They just went all guns blazing into the Justice League.
Slumped it all together.
Yeah. And it was rushed. And, I mean, I don't know if you two have seen it. Have you seen the four-hour cut of the Justice League?
The Snyder Cut.
I think that also added to the problems of the DCEU, because you had the Snyder. I don't want to say the Snyder fans pushing for a film when there wasn't a film out there, and so I think WB gave in and just gave Snyder $100 million to then create the movie. Don't get me wrong. The movie was better than the original Justice League.
Yeah.
But that it still wasn't what the people were looking for.
Yes.
And I think you were on about a sequel for Man of Steel. I think unfortunately the sequel that we ended up getting was Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice.
I mean, closest thing.
I mean, I want to talk to you. I mean, you just mentioned about a budget of $100 million. There's a lot of films now that are ballooning over nearly $300-400 million to make one film. Do you think that's too much?
Sometimes it can be, depending on the end product, but that's usually the standard for, say, a superhero film or the Star Wars films, the more recent ones used up to that budget. And if it's used well,
yeah,
the end product's great, but
I mean,
sometimes it's considered too, because it is a lot of money, and it can be considered a lot, because
I mean, one of the franchises that I'm going to mention about is Indiana Jones. And I mean, I'm a massive fan of Indiana
Jones.
Same here. I mean, the original trilogy are classics, no matter
what. Raiders is my favourite, always will be.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
It was okay.
It was okay, but it wasn't. It didn't live up to the top three. Dial of Destiny, well, the less said about that, the better, let's just say about that. But, I mean, it was just all over the place. I mean, it felt like they were just trying to lead into more into his goddaughter than it was about him. I mean, and there's not wrong with that. It just felt like it wasn't the send-off that Indiana Jones deserved.
No, it could have been a lot better.
I mean, to say it was a £300 million film to make. And I think it doesn't, even with all that money, it does not guarantee a great film.
No, it doesn't, definitely not.
It doesn't, but again, all of these IP-driven films like Marvel, DC, they're going to get the budget anyway, whether we like it or not. For example, The early you know, speculation that I've heard and the calculations is that Doomsday is going to get $2 billion, might enter the $2 billion club. If those are the projections that we're getting, then okay, I see why the budget is so high. But if we're looking at a movie, for example, Final Destination, where they'll be looking to get $200 million. Yeah. I don't know why they're spending $50 million on the movie.
Yeah,
no, don't quite get that one.
I mean, saying that, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I fell out with the Marvel at the moment, because, I mean, they've made a couple of good films after Endgame. But as far as I was concerned, it finished with Endgame for me. I mean, there's going to be a lot of Marvel fans that's going to disagree with me on this. Of course they are. But it felt like it ended when Iron Man died. Spoilers if you haven't heard it. Sorry about that.
He was the main.
Yeah, he was the start, and he was the end, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, he started it all.
Yeah.
Has he died, though?
He has died. He has died. I mean, it's like, but I think it's going to be interesting how they're going to make him, Robert Downey Jr., into Doctor Doom. Is it going to be another variation of Tony Stark? Or is it going to be somebody else completely different? Who knows?
I honestly can't predict. I can't foresee how they're going to use him as Doctor Doom. I honestly can't give a straight answer for that.
They're going to recast RDJ after two movies. As what I've heard. They're going to recast him after their two movies.
But saying that, though, I mean, they've also left a plot hole as well, because if you've watched Ant-Man, Quantumania, spoilers if you haven't seen the film, Kang the Conqueror, they had all those variations of Kangs, and you're telling me you're not going to explore that, but, I mean, all right, I mean, why the actor has done some bad things? We're not go there though. But I mean, like, but why couldn't you have recasted King the Conqueror and continued that role, because they did it with Thunderbolt Ross with Harrison Ford.
Did it with the Hulk as well.
They did it with the Hulk Mark as Ruffalo, well, with Edward Norton. So why couldn't they have recasted Kangs?
I think they want to finish that. Sorry, I think they want to finish that storyline off with Fantastic Four, because obviously the Descendants and all that kind of stuff, and Reed Richards and all that kind of stuff. So I reckon they're going to finish that storyline off in the next Marvel movie, obviously with Fantastic Four.
I don't think Kang's in the Fantastic Four. I've heard rumours that it's Galactus.
There's someone being cast as Galactus. I think
it's Galactus, but I think they're gonna find a way to just tie the Kang storyline up, and you know, move on with the Galactus, and obviously then Doctor Doom later on, because Doctor Doom becomes foes of obviously the Fantastic Four. But I think they're just going to tie that all up in the next Marvel movie.
I think it's interesting where it's going to go. But I think we'll take a short break now. We're going to talk a little bit more about Marvel and DC later on. So, Oliver, what's our next track?
We're going to play a bit of Human League now, and I think everybody knows this one.
I picked you out.
Two songs there, actually, from Human League and Blur, Don't You Want Me, and song two there. Song two is a very iconic song. Very short song, but very iconic. We're just going to go back to the conversation about Superman, and we're going to talk about the new actor assigned to play Superman, David Corenslet.
Now, you know, I've got to be honest with you, I've never actually heard of the actor's name. I mean, yeah, sure, give other people a chance, I've never actually seen David Corenslet in anything, so...
He was in Twisters last year, I know that, with Glenn Powell, but other than that, he's fairly unknown, to my knowledge, anyways.
Well, you see, now I've seen Twisters, but I would never have thought...
You'd have to watch it again to be... Oh, yeah, there he is.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he's like you say, he was an unknown at the time, so... But, I mean, I think that's the best way to start with new films. I mean, like big budget films. You don't always want to have a triple A actor in the. You don't always want to see, like, your Robert Downey Jr.'s or your Arnold Schwarzenegger's and stuff like that. You don't want to see, Sylvester Stallone and stuff like that. You always get your different actors and that. And. I mean, it's like they're thinking about replacing Arnold as the Terminator at one point with The Rock. Now, that's a rumour, but I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that would... I'm just trying to picture in my head quickly. I mean, don't get me wrong, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson's a great actor, but as the Terminator, I can't see it.
Yeah, I think it's a bit... I've got to say the last one was absolutely shocking. The last Terminator, Dark Fate. I mean, they said they're not going down the John Connor route because they, well, spoilers if you haven't seen the film, but I think it's safe to say, but they've killed off John Connor to replace somebody else as the leader of the Resistance. Why?
There's a bit of a theme here with like iconic movie franchises with the last ever film not being like the proper ending. I mean, we talked about Indiana Jones before the break. Yeah. Star Wars as well. Star Wars had that sort of ending.
And I've got to say, I've got a ranting coming, so I'm sorry if your ears are going to bleed, but I'll tell you, but this has got to be said. Tom Holland as James Bond.
Oh.
Really? Really? I mean, you're telling me that he's on the shortlist for James Bond? I mean... When you could have had any other actor and you decided to possibly use Tom Holland as James Bond? I don't think so, mate. I think you need to go back to the drawing board. I mean, if you're listening to this, Amazon, take my advice. As a huge James Bond fan, Please go back to the drawing board. Look at the number of actors again. I mean, I'm sure you can find someone better than Tom Holland. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's a great actor, great for Spider-Man, but for James Bond, no, no, no.
Again, going off what you said, I think there's a theme here with Terminator, with Indiana, and then with Bond. I think, well, let me just start off with this. I have never heard of The Rock as Terminator rumour, and I'm telling you now, Dwayne, you're good as a wrestler, but you're good as an actor, but you're not that good as an actor.
I mean,
he's had good roles, but he's not that good of an actor.
I mean, it's like with John Cena. I mean, you see him quite a lot of times now.
He's in a lot of things
he's
now.
He's Peacemaker. He's in Peacemaker.
Yeah, he's in Peacemaker. He's in a few other things, and I think he'll be in a lot more things since he's retiring from wrestling later this year as well.
Yeah, but I mean, like you say, I mean, you don't see it. He's all right as an actor, I mean, Dwayne Johnson, but it's not, like you say, he's not top.
Can't see him as Terminator, I mean, honestly.
But saying that, he was the highest, he's one of the highest grossing actors of all time. And that's because people like him, and you know what? I mean, I've got to be honest, I like him. But I mean, he's more action than anything, really.
Don't get me wrong, let me rephrase. He has good roles. But he's not an actor. He's not versatile.
He's not like trained in that sort.
He's a one genre man. Action. That's it.
Yeah.
In terms of Tom Hollander's Bond, stop it, please.
Yeah.
I'm not stopping.
Please don't
stick to Spider-Man. I think.
Yeah. Please stick to Spider-Man. Please just no Amazon. I mean no. I mean you've already. Decided to make a game show out of 007 with James Bond, Road to a Million, which I painfully watched, I'll just say that, and I'll not watch it again, but they've already made a season 2, so unfortunately it's not going to end.
It's going to be just hanging around Amazon like wanting you to watch it, but you'll just be like,
yeah,
no, just no chance.
But I've still got hope though, because Dennis Villeneuve or something like that, or is it David Villeneuve?
Doom director.
I think
he's gonna take Bond down a interesting route, and I would love to see it.
Now, I mean, the last three films actually he's made, including Blade Runner 2042, I think it was, or something like that. And he, when you see the trailers, there's a lot of action in it. But his film style has always been slow. It's like story building. I mean, I don't know if you've seen Blade Runner. Have you seen Blade Runner, the originals?
I've seen
the originals, yeah.
So it's like, I mean, a lot of people think that it's going to be an action sci-fi film. Yes, there is a bit of action in it, but it's a very, very slow building sci-fi film. And, I mean, we don't know if Harrison Ford's Deckard is a replicant, do we? We still don't know if he's human or a replicant. That's the question that everybody's been asking at that time. And we still don't know the answer to that.
And also, you bring up Indiana Jones, right?
Yes.
I think they're planning on rebooting the series, aren't they? Of movies, they're planning on.
It's been a rumor. Yeah, there's a rumor going round.
I've heard the rumor quite a bit, so I'm thinking there's some truth to that.
I think it was because they're rebooting it because of the possibly with the new game that's just been released last year, and PlayStation 5 was about a couple of months ago, but it's been released originally in December last year, and people still want it. People still want to see the franchise, and it's a good franchise to go to waste. I mean, you don't just want it to keep. It's. I think there's a lot of potential franchises out there that unfortunately are just sitting there collecting dust, and you need either. I mean, reboots, it's a good idea if done right. I mean, not all reboots have done really well. I mean, it's like the new Exorcist film. It's called Exorcist Believer. And the trailer looked great, but when you see the film, it wasn't that good.
I mean, other reboot. I mean, we had the Nightmare on Elm Street reboot about 15 years ago, which didn't succeed the original one. Same with Friday the 13th as well.
Yeah. I mean, you don't see Freddy Krueger or Jason Voorhees anymore, like you said, Friday the 13th.
They've been laid to rest now.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, we tried to reboot it with Jackie Earle Haley, and it didn't work. And again, it's not potentially the actor's fault. I mean, it's not. I mean, you could get a great Freddy Krueger from, but I think people always. I mean, from any actor, you could get like a great Joker or a great Batman. But if the story doesn't work, then it's not. No, it's going to fall apart.
Yeah, and it will never come back.
See, the thing is, one thing I hate, and I'm going to say this now, is you see movie studios and movie, they make reboots and reboots, but what you've got to understand, when a franchise is done.
Yes.
And sometimes you've got to leave it. For example, I'll give you an example right now. Walking Dead.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, don't get me wrong, the original is great. Some of the spin-offs are great.
Yes.
But if you're going to make spin-offs after spin-offs...
Yeah.
So I mean... At some point, I know there's hardcore Walking Dead fans, and some might even be watching this show.
Yes.
But yeah, when something's overdone, you need to leave it to rest and...
I mean, you know, I absolutely agree with you, Amon. I mean, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, I watched The Walking Dead. I was a massive Walking Dead fan. I mean, but as far as I'm concerned, when Rick left, I mean, spoilers again for anybody that's not heard it, when he left the original Walking Dead, that was it.
That was it.
That it ended it. So far as I'm concerned, it was his story. We were following Rick's story. Yeah, you got your Daryl, you got your Carol and all that, but yeah, great. I mean, but when you take the lead out of the series, people are not going to potentially watch it. I mean, it's like I was watching an interview with about Bohemian Rhapsody, and it weren't going to be what's his name now?
Who played
Freddie Mercury?
Rami Malek,
that's the one, Rami Malek. It weren't originally going to be Rami Malek, it was actually going to be Sacha Baron Cohen, who played Ali G and stuff like that. And he was going to do like a real hard rating version of Queen and Freddie Mercury. He wanted to go really into his life and stuff like that, like really deep into it. And Brian May said, said something about there's a cool middle in the film. And he said, so Sacha Baron Cohen asked, well, what's so cool about it? And he says, well, it's the potential that Freddie dies in the middle of a film and we explore how the rest of the band Queen got together. And I thought to myself, and Sachin said, he said exactly what I thought. He says, so you're going to take the lead character in the film, you're going to kill him off, he dies in the middle of the film, and you're going to explore the rest of Queen. I said, people are not going to see that.
No,
definitely not. I said, people are going to want to watch Freddie Mercury. He was right, because it's like... You want to know about Freddie Mercury's life as part of Queen. I mean, yeah, we want to know more about Queen, but you also want the lead character there as well. You don't want to just see him get killed, die in the middle of a film and then explore the rest of Queen, because why would you want to see that?
I mean, it's pretty much private the way that Queen carried on after Freddie. I mean,
yeah,
they kept themselves, apart from Brian May performing on top of Buckingham Palace that time for the Queen's Jubilee.
And also, one of them had left as well.
Yes, yes, that's true.
John Deacon, he left. I mean, he left about a couple of years after Queen died, I think. After Queen died. After Freddie Mercury died.
And Roger Taylor's... He's wanted to keep his life quite private. He's made the odd appearance. If you always tune in on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, he was on Jules Holland for, well, technically this year's edition.
Yeah.
But he tends to keep his life a bit private now.
But, I mean, you're always going to get... you get, like, Adam Lambert and Queen. I mean...
He's
a good singer, but... You're never gonna
He's not Freddie.
No one's
no, but
beat.
No. There's only one Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. And speaking of
Freddie Mercury and Queen, just thought we'd treat you to some Queen. There's great band, right?
Great band.
And we're just gonna leave you with this one for a quick break. Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. Treating you to a bit of Queen there with Don't Stop Me Now. It's get you in the mood for moving about and a bit of energy. Well, maybe not in this heat, but we're just talking just during the music break there about movies that didn't, well, movies or franchises that didn't get the ending they deserved. Star Wars, for example, was one of the main ones.
Yeah, and I mean, I've got to say, I mean, what's your opinion of this? I mean, we were talking about it, but I want to speak to our listeners about it. Do you feel like it's a rehash of the original trilogy? Because I feel like it was.
I think they've taken, like, you know, the basis, like the main story from, you know, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and just, you know, changed the dialogue a bit, but gone with the same storyline.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know if they intended to do that or they had no idea how the sequels were going to do and what the storyline was going to be.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they could have gone either way with it. I mean, they had a million ideas for Star Wars. I mean, you know, there's so many planets, so many places they could have gone to. But it just felt like we were watching A New Hope over and over again, just modernised it. And, I mean, it's like, there's got to be spoilers of this, so I'm sorry if you haven't seen the films, but, I mean, it's like, we were introduced to Snoke, who was the main villain in the first one.
And the second one.
And then they killed him off in the second one. And it's like, well, what are you going to do for the third part? Are you just going to do, like, a Kylo versus Rey? Boring. It's boring. It's just like Darth Vader versus Luke. And then, when we mentioned that we were bringing back the Emperor, you brought him back, so but you've been...
What
no,
was the reason?
Yeah, you brought him back, but there's no explanation on why you brought the Emperor back. Have you just brought it back for plot points?
I mean, I don't know if that... I'm not sure they were going for like the full circle approach, because he was in the prequel films, and that's how we found out how he came to power.
Yeah.
He wasn't in episode 4, of course. 5 and 6 he was in, so I'm not sure they'll try to go for the full circle approach, so
yeah,
he's back in power. But I remember watching like the behind the scenes, and the actor, Ian McDiarmid, was even surprised, saying, I've been approached for Palpatine, like, you know, I thought they killed him off in Return of the Jedi.
And also, I think there's so many plot holes in the film. I mean, really, what we should have done, this is my personal opinion on this, is why didn't we split it into two parts? Like, you know, because it was like, when you watch the film, it was like, you're watching it at breakneck speed with the plot. It was just like, it just kept going, whoa, whoa, you know, like, you didn't understand what was going on fully. And, there were so many characters out there that could have done with a bit more screen time, but no, it just didn't work. And unfortunately, it wasn't a great end of the Star Wars.
The hype was there for the sequels. I remember when they were announced, everyone was excited, and you had some of the original cast come back. You had, you know, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford.
But
unfortunately, it didn't live up to the hype. I mean, the sequels needed to happen. We needed to, like, you know, end the story without leaving it in 1983. But it just didn't get the ending it deserved.
No. Well, as far as I was concerned, it did end. It didn't end with episode 6. It was a good ending. We should have left it there, as far as I mean, if we wanted to make a new trilogy, you didn't have to base it on the Skywalkers.
Sorry, I apologize.
No, go on, go ahead.
I think you're right, but I think for that reason, right, I think what they're doing now with TV shows and all, because the TV shows are big, they're hitting off with Andor and stuff. I think with the growth of television, they should have done that years ago. Yeah. They should have introduced TV shows a year ago. If they wanted to build the world even more, they should have capitalized on TV shows ages ago.
Yeah.
But in terms of the movies, I highly doubt that they're gonna. They may release one or two movies now, but I think it's just gonna be majority TV shows, because I think they're realizing it now. Because they can tell stories.
Well, I'll just interrupt you there, sorry, a little bit. Because they are bringing out another film. And Rey is going to be the lead character. But I don't know if it's going to be a trilogy or if it's going to be a spin-off.
I think they're then it's on hold at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying they're going to release one or two movies, but I think the primary road that they're trying to go down is TV shows.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, to say, I'll tell you this, there was one good spin-off film that I really enjoyed out at Star Wars, and that was Rogue One.
Rogue One was great.
Rogue One was brilliant. I mean, it also bridged the gap between Episode 3 and 4. We'll not spoil it, because it's a good film. If you haven't seen the film, I'd recommend watching it, because it actually leads into Episode 4. But no, I thought that was a good film. And then when you get Han Solo, I mean, Han Solo wasn't very good. And to say that he was one of the biggest...
he was a fan favourite
characters of all time, but it just didn't work. It just didn't work. I mean, you got a younger Han Solo, but the plot wasn't there. And there were some rumours that we were trying to make him look like Han Solo into a Jim Carrey. You don't want... Why? Han Solo and Jim Carrey are completely two different characters, I'm afraid.
Oh,
you know? But we're going near to the end of the show now.
We are, unfortunately. It's gone rather quick today, I think. I'm not sure if that's the weather or we've just been having some fun in the studio. But thank you, both of you, for joining me in the studio once again. But just quickly, Chris, how can you apply to get in the studio and talk about... discuss films films and TV show. Who can you contact and where should you contact?
Right, yes, thank you. Thank you, Oliver, for reminding me. We are currently looking for volunteers if you want to come and join us on our team. Now, whether that be behind the scenes or whether you want to do a live show with us, I mean, we're always looking for more people to come and join us. So if you are interested in coming and joining our team, the more the merrier. We have our very own Communities Live Facebook page where you can get in contact with me. We also have our very own Sheffield Live website, or you can contact me on my email address at chriszanelli89@gmail.com. Again, you can get in touch with us on our Communities Live Facebook page. We have our very own Sheffield Live website, and you can get in touch with me at chriszanelli89@gmail.com. Oliver, it's been an absolute pleasure.
It has been an absolute pleasure. Aman, thank you for joining us in the studio once again.
It's been more than a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us, Aman.
It's beginning to... I'm beginning to feel at home with you two as a group. So thank you mostly.
Well, thank you, because it's glad to hear that you're part of a team.
And thank you both for joining me once again. And do get in contact with the details that Chris has just provided. We're going to finish this the show with a band who's just announced a tour for later on in the year. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. And if you're a fan of the Stereophonics, please purchase tickets. We're just going to leave you with this classic. Thank you.
some substance for your sake and drink a bottle full of rye. Four and 20 blackbirds in a cage.